This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So we will do what we usually do on a Friday right up at the top of the broadcast. Spend a little time on the economic highlights and lowlights, if need be, of the week gone by. For that, we've got Catherine Rempel from The Washington Post and Felix Salmon from Reuters. They are both, I think, anyway, in our New York studio. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Felix. Took a minute there to figure out what
I was. I was admiring Catherine. It's so wonderful to be in the same studio.
In person,
yeah,
I know.
I know.
So, listen, Felix, Janet Yellen gave a speech this week. She is, of course, the chair of the Federal Reserve, gave a speech which was reasonably well received, but in which she said, you know what, there's still a whole lot of softness out there. There's still a lot of labor market slack. Does it concern you at all that she's still worried about this stuff?
I'm relieved that she's worried about this because there is a lot of slackness in the labor market. There's a huge number of people out there who should be working and who aren't working and who aren't necessarily picked up in the unemployment figures. And the fact that she's well aware of this is, it relieves me because I don't want her to start raising rates just because the unemployment rate goes down if the optimum number of people don't have jobs.
Yeah, I guess that's what you call a poorly phrased question. I guess my question, Catherine, was, isn't it kind of amazing that we are still dealing with this, is what I meant to say.
That we're still dealing with the aftermath,
of the Great Recession.
Of this major financial crisis? I don't know. If you look at the history of previous financial crises, you know, usually it can take a decade before things really heal and before people get back to work and the economy recovers. So, you know, yeah, in comparison to other recessions in recent memory, this feels like a really long, drawn-out recovery. But compared to previous recoveries following financial crises, you know, we're about on track.
All right, Felix, I'm going to ask you to take me down in the weeds here because that's what you do oh so well.
I'm so flattered.
I know. She talked a little bit about low inflation, right, and how this inability of them to figure out a way to get prices to rise a little bit, which would be healthy. She says low inflation would, quote, pose risks to economic performance. Explain why continued low prices are bad, would you?
It's a bit counterintuitive, isn't it? You'd think that if prices are cheap, then we should be going out and buying.
That's what I'm saying.
The fact inflation works as a kind of grease to the economy. If you know that prices are going to go up tomorrow, you spend money today and you get excited about prices going up and you make more money in the future. It's weird but true that a small level of inflation is a really good thing for both economic growth and for employment. And the one thing we really need, of course, is employment. So if we can get inflation up, that would be wonderful. The problem is that Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve are trying their damnedest to do that, and they're not having a lot of success.
Well, now, Catherine, just continue with me down in the weeds, and then we'll come up for air in a minute. But if and when the Fed eventually raises rates, which they're going to have to do eventually, isn't that going to be taken as this week's sign the apocalypse is upon us and everybody's going to freak out when they do?
Well, we've sort of seen that in the markets in the last few months when they start talking about tapering, which is not the same thing as tightening. It just means that they're still adding gas to the economy, but just not as much gas, that markets have kind of freaked out and thought that, you know, the world is or the skies are falling or whatever metaphor you want to use. that's one of the responses that I think a lot of analysts have had to the last few job market reports, that they've been not very good but not very bad. If they were too good, then maybe the Fed would start tightening and that would be too soon. So there's a little bit of sort of a Goldilocks element to the data coming in that markets don't want the Fed to start tightening too fast because they think that would be bad for them too.
One never knows what the markets want. Catherine Rempel from The Washington Post, Felix Salmon from Reuters. Thank you, guys.